Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, John Scott. Batting second. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting third. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting fourth. The DH, Doug Rader. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Steve Bowling. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jerry Garvin. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Thornton moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvin fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Garvin. Thornton moves to third. Bell moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall takes first base on ball four. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Thornton scores. Bell moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to second. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby takes first base on ball four. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howell moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Howell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kendall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bowling. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 1 in the game. Ault hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ashby for a passed ball. Date moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scott. Norris reaches second base with a double. Date scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Norris moves to third. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kendall bunts towards the mound. Garvin fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Date takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scott. Carty reaches second base with a double. Date goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. John Lowenstein pinch runs for Rico Carty. Tom Bruno now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. McKay moves to second. Don Hood now pitching. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kendall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-3 in the game. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Howell. Pruitt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-4 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pruitt moves to third. Duffy moves to second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pruitt tags and scores. Duffy tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Dennis DeBar now pitching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Norris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley is hit by the pitch. Baylor moves to second. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ault takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to third. Fairley moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ashby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thornton moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Thornton trying to get to home. Fairley throws the ball into Ashby who tags Thornton who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bell moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt pinch hits for Dave McKay. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. 1 out. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Steve Bowling. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 4 in the game. Scott hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Howell is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Toronto Blue Jays, 0. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.